everyone, welcome back. You are listening to 한국어 천재 on TBS EFM 101.3 in Seoul and the surrounding areas. You are hanging out with me, Kayla, and we are taking a look at the headlines on this day in history. Now today, it is Sunday, August 2nd, 2020. 네, 오늘은 2020년 8월 2일입니다. 한국 역사 속에 오늘은 어떤 기사가 나왔을까요? I'll give you a hint here. This one is from 1980, and we're kind of talking about theaters here, like movie theaters. So let's take a look at this here in Korean first, and then we'll switch it on over into English. It says here,
Color TV shock. 극장과 정부의 구조 신호.
And so that's kind of, we'll break this down here. It says that color TV shock. And it sounds kind of exactly like what it says here. Color TV shock. So that color TV shock. And so I'm pretty sure you guys can understand what color TV is. But it says the color TV shock in the theater district here, sending a rescue signal to the government. So 극장가, that's that theater district, because 극장 is the theater. 극장가 정부의 구조 신호. And so 정부 is the term for the government. And we're talking about this rescue signal, sending a rescue signal to the government. So if you wanted to use that, we'd say 구조 신호. 신호 is the term for signal. You often will probably see it at the 신호등. That's like traffic lights or traffic signals. But here we're talking about rescue signals. 구조, rescue, 신호, signals. And so apparently at this time in 1980, 1980년대는, the theater was, it was already facing kind of a recession here. They kind of asked the government for their support for theaters and kind of prohibiting airing movies on color TVs. And that's because, you know, they pointed out that there really isn't a lot of measures to kind of support the theaters at that time. And since color TV was kind of soon being aired, there was so many like different disadvantages that they wanted to point out. So they made this handout. And in the handout, it talked about, oh, there's like increases in power consumption. It's like 30% apparently an increase of power. And apparently it also had an impact on prices for things like additional advertising fees. It was about 300 won per person a year, I think they said. And so they were like, oh, that'll increase a burden on consumers as well. And so they also made a point that by airing movies on TV, it's a quote-unquote infringement of the theater's basic rights. And they said it should be banned under any circumstances. Because apparently, theaters were kind of already on the decline. In 1972, there were about 694 theaters across the country. But by June of 1980, they were down to 436. So there clearly was a decline in terms of theaters. And they talked about how the Theater Association themselves had always cooperated with the government public relations activity, even though they're technically a private company, but they would often, you know, show news, culture film screenings, you know, just different sort of broadcastings that they would put on there, but they didn't get that much support from the government. Whereas in other foreign countries like Germany or, you know, in Europe, there were support measures such as raising funds and like supporting the theaters, providing loans at low interest rates to kind of like help expand the theaters. But Korea didn't have this at the time, and so theaters decided to kind of suggest some options here in order to kind of balance this out. They talked about, you know, not regulating these admission fees and kind of avoiding producer-oriented film policies and basically allowing screenwriters and directors and actors to make more than a certain number of films domestically. So that way they could work with local theaters too. They also talked about different tariff exemptions and kind of allowing theaters to be in a complex building, just all these sorts of suggestions that they made at the time there. And so it's very interesting when I think about theaters now and just how things have changed over the years, because for me personally, I love going to the movie theater in Korea. 제가 한국에서 영화 보러 가는 거 되게 좋아해요. I don't in the States as much. In fact, in the United States, I almost never went to the movie theater. It was just not fun, but the Korean experience, oh, it's so much fun. The food is so good. Oh, there's nothing better than movie theater popcorn. I don't know what it is about the movie theater popcorn, but it is chef's kisses. Wonderful. But I'm curious about you guys. Do you prefer watching movies in theaters or on TV and other devices at home? Like, there's kind of that whole difference between going out and seeing one and having the experience, or kind of just staying at home in your comfort zone. I'm curious to see what you guys have to say. So let me know. 네, 여러분은 영화 볼 때 극장에서 보는 것을 선호하시나요? 아니면 집에서 TV나 다른 기기로 보는 것을 선호하시나요? Let me know. I'd love to hear. But let's take a listen to our next song. The song is called TV, and it's by Loveholic. Headline Korean. That's right, everyone. We're going to just take this headline and break it down, make it nice and simple, and just give you that key words, key phrases, key information, just the key points that you need in order to understand what's going on in the news these days. So, keep yourself updated with the latest issues in Korea by tuning into Headline Korean every day with me. Now, today's article is going to be talking about something maybe the boys won't be as interested in as much as the girls. We're talking about hairbands today. 네, 오늘의 기사 내용은 머리끈에 대한 내용이네요. But to be honest, I really like talking about these sorts of things and just the comparison of fashion from then and now. So we'll read this in first in Korean and then switch it on over into English. Let's take a look. It says, 제니도? 아이유도 했다. 엄마 화장대에서 잦은 매직. And so what we're talking about is, you guys probably have heard of these celebrities here. Jenny, IU. It says even Jenny and IU wore it. 제니도 아이유도 했다. So we had covered this 도 before. We talked about how when it's added to a person's name, they're talking about even this person. Even this person did it. And that next part here, it says 엄마 화장대에서 잦은 매직. And that's saying the magic found on mom's dresser. 엄마 화장대에서. So 화장대 is the term we use for like a dresser or a dressing table or like those makeup tables. And of course, you guys probably know 엄마. 엄마 is mom. But we're talking about how they found this magic. 찾다 is the term we use to find something. So 찾은 magic, the magic that is found, that was found there. And basically, what we're talking about here are these things that are called 곱창 hairband, hairband, or 밴드 here, 곱창 밴드. And so these 곱창 밴드, it's not actually putting 곱창 in your hair. Thank you. That concerned me for a second. I was like, how do we wear 곱창? It's because it kind of looks like 곱창 a little bit here. But it was a style that was popular in the 1990s. And now with that neutral kind of stuff, it's making a comeback. Those old things coming back into trend. But basically what they are, we in English would call them scrunchies, like those really floofy, fabric-y scrunchies. But in Korean, it's called a 곱창 밴드, because of kind of that curly shape. But you can also see it as just scrunchie, or you might even see it as that term 헤어슈슈, which is my new favorite word in all of Korean language. 헤어슈슈. I think I would like to open a hair salon someday and call it 헤어슈슈. It's just too cute. But apparently all these different actresses, celebrities have started to wear them. In the past, there was a couple actresses that used it in a drama called Mr. Q. But basically the reason it's kind of becoming hot again is because these these scrunchies can kind of come in all different shapes, sizes, patterns, decorations. And some celebrities, like IU, have even worn it around their wrist like a bracelet here. And Jennie from Blackpink, she kind of chose to do this kind of half up, half down style, which became super popular, of course. And then there were other celebrities like Suji, and she just used a very dark one, kind of very toned down one, which is more of that, oh, do you guys remember this? The 꾸안꾸. 꾸안꾸. It's that abbreviation for 꾸민 뜻, 안 꾸민 뜻, which was that I just woke up like this. This is how I am. This is what I look like. I don't put a lot of emphasis into looking like this. This is just my natural look. And so she kind of had that very not so fancy or showy look to it. But there's just kind of a lot of ways you can personalize these 곱창 빈드 or the scrunchie or hair shushu. Oh my gosh, that's my new favorite word. But a lot of people were kind of talking about how it's really cool that things that their mom had used are also things that they can kind of connect with as well. And other people kind of made the comment that, well, these days we're always wearing masks. You know, nothing you can do about that. So to kind of have a little fun with your style, while you have to cover your face, it's really fun to kind of, you know, decorate and spice up your hair looks here. So the scrunchie kind of was really bringing that here. 저는 곱창 밴드 되게 좋아하는데 지금은 저게 하나도 없어요. I don't have even like one at my house right now. I gotta go buy one. I kind of got rid of all of mine years ago. I had at least 30, got rid of them. So now I need to go buy some. But for me personally, I actually copied my mom's and my stepmom's looks a lot. I thought they were so fashionable, other than like the poncho, which I will never understand the poncho. Other than that, I loved a lot of the things that my mom wore. So I'm kind of curious to see what you guys have to say. Have you ever like wore or maybe even just kind of used something that your parents used? Let me know. I'd love to hear your thoughts. 네, 여러분은 부모님의 옷이나 뭐 패션 아이템을 사용해 본 적이 있으신가요? Let me know. But our next song here is by the lovely lady herself, IU, and it's called Modern Times. You can go.